So this is the divine, the best. So there was the best music, best dance, because the best dancers, Radha and Krishna and the gopis, they were involved. There was a whole team of So Brahma Ratra Upavratte Vasudeva Numoditaha Anichanto Yayur Gopyaha Swagrahan Bhagavat Priyaha Brahma Ratra. Brahma Ratra Upavratte, as long as the night of Brahma. This dance lasted that long and then Lord brought that to closure. Even then gopis, anichantyaha. Gopis were not willing to go away. But Vasudeva anumoditaha, Lord was pushing them now. You go. You have to go now. So finally, gopyaha Swagrahan Yayur, they returned to their respective. Gopyaha Bhagavat Priyaha, the gopis are so dear to Bhagavan, Sri Krishna, Ghanshyam, Shyam Sundar. So with great reluctance, they returned to their homes. So we are also very soon. I know you don't want to go the way you are sitting. Seems you are just satisfied just being here. So study this section of Bhagavatam also. Because what we said in the beginning, we also again now remind you at the end. Ritrogam, the disease we have, heart disease. Our hearts are full of desires, anarthas, lust. And this is one of the best cures. Counteracts. The lust is counteracted by prem, love. Love. Krishna prem. That is the love. What we say in this world, I love you and all that business is not a love. It is a lust. Love is something divine, something sacred, something transcendental. Love is not of this world. Lust is of this world. And that lust is just a reflection, perverted reflection of that original love between. So what is at the top in the spiritual sky? It appears, comes to the bottom of this world. Love at the top, lust at the bottom. Because this world is compared with a tree on the bank of a lake. So when you see the reflection of that tree on the bank of the lake, you see that tree, you see the roots upwards and the branches going downwards. So what is at the top of the tree? On the bank of the lake, that is at the bottom. So the cure for lust is love of Radha and Krishna between two of them. And it is all pure, so please study this. Prabhupada has kindly provided Krishna book and there are commentaries and purports of all these verses in Bhagavatam is right here. So please study and understand. This is a very confidential thing, but if we could understand, that's it. That's the end of our stay in this material existence, if we could understand this subject. So we have briefly introduced this. Not that you did not know from before, but we have again reminded you of those pastimes. And we pray to the Supreme Lord that we all may reap the results, the benefits of this particular pastime of the Lord called Rasa Dance, Maharas. And our children also performed very beautifully. You like their presentation? That inspires some of our older Matajis also. And they also perform. Nice. So young and old, everyone could participate. Soul has nothing to do with young and old. Soul is neither young or old. Man or woman. So in fact, we're all women. That is also what we should be. There's so much to understand in this topic. So only Purusha, only person in the position of enjoying is, there's just one. And we all are meant for his pleasure. That's all. To be enjoyed by him. Instead of taking the position of to be enjoyed, we take the position of the enjoyer. That is called Maya. That's not our position. And it will not work out. So there is just one Purusha. We are Prakriti. We are nature. Parts and parcels of the Lord meant for his pleasure. The soul that we are talking about is in relationship with Purusha, we are Prakriti. Okay, so getting late and you have some distances to travel. So that was the fifth day, 5 days we completed. So 2 more days to go, tomorrow and day after. So tomorrow our subject matter is, we'll kill few demons again. We had been doing good job of killing in the beginning, and for a few days we didn't kill anybody. Krishna didn't. Yeah. We just sit and hear what he does. But so finally Kamsa was informed by Narad Muni. Kamsa, for 11 years, he had no clue where is this Krishna and Balaram, and he was just sending demons, his representatives. They were just only going. No one was coming back. They're going with one-way tickets. Swaha, finished. dispatching them, but they were not coming back. So his stock was getting exhausted. And that was the purpose. In fact, this, you know, Kamsa did great service to the Lord because Lord had appeared to annihilate the demons. So what Kamsa had done, he had gone all over the world and defeated so many stalwart demons and kind of made them slaves or friends and brought all of them to his capital, Mathura. Right? So it made a Krishna job easy. There was no need for him to go looking for them all over. Krishna was just making Kamsa was just making offerings. Okay, this one now. Take care of this one. Take care of this one. So for 11 years, this went on. And finally, Narad Muni had to inform Kamsa. You know, those Nanda Maharajas, those children, Krishna, they are the one, that's the seventh and eighth child of Vasudeva Baba. Do you understand? And once he got that clue, that information, then he gets ready. So he calls all his different ministers and he had whole strategy. Once he knew whereabouts of them. And one of that strategy, of course, the main thing is to get Krishna and Balram over. So the best person was selected, and that was Akrur, who was a devotee of Krishna. He was with Kamsa, but his heart, he was devoted servant of Krishna and Balram. So he goes to Vrindavan riding a chariot. So how Kamsa prepares, how gets things ready for a big festival in Mathura, wrestling match, sacrifices, etc., and sends Akrur. How Akrur goes, in what mood, what consciousness. So, and then the next day, as he's coming with Krishna and Balaram about to leave, the resistance that he had to meet, the protests were there. Because he was taking their Krishna and Balaram away. So again, the gopis will come across gopis and their feelings. So that we will... That's tomorrow, and then day after is Krishna and Balaram entering Mathura, and finally, of course, Kovalya appeared. He killing of him is there, the big elephant, and many things he encounters. Kubja will be there. Dhobi, one washerman. He'll try to, well, not give clothes, so how Krishna dealt. And finally, Krishna and Balaram walk, enter the wrestling arena. You know how they walk? They were carrying the tusks of that elephant, Kovalya appeared, and they walked inside. Kovalya appeared, which was meant to kill Krishna and Balaram, crush under. So when Kamsa saw Krishna Balaram with the tusks, then he was shaking. And then, so up to killing of Kamsa, so both the days will have also nice dramas. Finally, the grand drama presentation is final one. Kamsa killing. So we thank you for your participation thus far. So far, so good.